Fighters, I know a lot of you guys are feeling this right now. It's this little thing called overwhelm. So many contractors are coming to you right now going, I'm overwhelmed. I can't keep up. I'm drowning, blah, blah, blah. All right. Well, listen, if you are in that state right now, then you're going to want to hear this conversation that Dan Sherwood and I have about how to deal with overwhelm and kick it in the ass so that you can get past it and build your damn empire. So here we go. Tom and Dan talking about being overwhelmed. Dan, what the fuck's going on?
I'll tell you, Tom. I am building my ark because we've been getting rained on for 2 weeks straight, which is throwing my exterior schedule into absolute fucking chaos. And then my interior stuff is getting screwed around by some GCs due to material delays and everything else. So, yeah, I'm living the dream.
So you're not immune to these things, Dan? Like, you're on the contractor fight team, you're a coach here, you know, you're my wingman here on the show, and you're not immune to this, huh? This happens to you.
It does. Yeah, I was reading through my employment contract with you, and I thought that this was included, that I wouldn't have this bullshit in my life anymore, yet here I am.
Oh, man. Well, that's kind of a good segue into what we were going to shoot the shit about here today. It's a very big issue that I'm seeing. And I tend to see it at this time of year, every year, right? And that's this topic of, we're here and we're getting messages and this and that. Dude, I'm overwhelmed. I can't keep up. You know, I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought it'd be a good idea. Actually, you thought it would be a good idea. It was your idea to have this conversation today. So I'm curious, what was at the root of you wanting to talk about this on the show today?
Well, you know, it's, you posted on the bridge in that Facebook group in the CSA. Mm-hmm. And so I saw it there, and yeah, the first thought in my mind was like, man, this is, like you just said, I'm hearing this from all of our groups, one-to-one coaching clients, the 100K, whoever. And I was like, this is something that more people need to hear. And then I started seeing the comments under the post, and you know, more and more people like, I'm so glad I heard this. This is resonating. So I saw it was important that we took a time and got this out to the masses, because this is historically when I start going off the rails. You're running hard all spring. You're focused on selling production. And at some point you just get tired and you start to get burned out and you're mentally exhausted and physically exhausted. And that's when this whole sensation tends to creep in.
Yeah. And none of us are immune to this. I don't care who you are and what you know and this and that. You know, there are times that, you know, it just seems like you're carrying the weight of the world and you can't take a breath. And so in that post, I'll just kind of read quickly the five things I shared, and then we'll kind of piggyback on any of that. But I just told everybody, hey, I've been there before. Here's my way out. Maybe it'll help somebody else. This is just what I when I'm feeling overwhelmed, or even to prevent myself from being overwhelmed. This is kind of how I proactively take, you know, action. The first thing I said is, this is a choice. It may not seem like it, but it is. You have total control over how you spend your time and energy. For me, when I'm feeling it overwhelmed, I know I'm choosing to put everything on equal footing with the crucial things. When everything is crucial, nothing is. That was the first thing I shared. Second thing I shared was, take a day off or more. Yes, you read that right. Power off. This will reset you. Apologize, fall on the sword. Nothing we do will nuke the world if we take a day off. Sometimes you need that. Third one thing I shared was, put my get oxygen time on the calendar. This is my sleep, workouts, time with my family. Nothing else matters if this is jacked up. Fourth thing is, I identify my three money tasks and I schedule those and I honor those. Like, and then the fifth thing is, I delegate or delete everything else from my schedule. And you and I have a lot of conversation around this. I rate myself highly above average when it comes to delegating and deleting shit. And I've been able to identify my three money tasks so that I know if I end up not doing certain things in a day, I'm not going to not do the things that are going to make me money. So which of those does it make sense for you to camp on a little, man?
Yeah, I think that your three money tasks. First, like for me, and I've learned this from you, is time blocking. I'm never going to get everything I need to get done. So, but when I start to feel overwhelmed or I start shitting on myself for not getting things done, it's when the things that really need to happen don't happen. So for me, it's like when I've got, you know, big invoices, big proposal or whatever's got to happen, I close off my phone until like 10 a.m. I just get that stuff done. And they absolutely know those, the imperative stuff is taken care of. And, you know, whatever else I can get done during the day, great. But, you know, the world's not going to burn down as a result. And, you know, that kind of just swings back to your first point about this isn't in our control, how we can spend our time. You know, you can get a bunch of bad emails or phone calls, or whatever, get overwhelmed. And it's like, all right, do I spend the rest of the day playing Call of Duty, or do I just buckle down and like create a plan to get out of this hole through the rest of the week or whatever it is? And it's really just kind of that fight or flight mentality. Like you've got to make that choice to like, how am I getting out of this problem?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I heard from Andy Priscilla a while back was you cannot take a negative emotion, like you're overwhelmed, you're stressed, you're hopeless, you know, whatever it is, I can't find guys, I can't do all these jobs, blah, 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 whatever your issues are. You cannot take that negative emotion and just replace it with a positive emotion. Okay. Yep. And the big takeaway was what you can do is you could take that negative emotion and you can combat it with positive action. Okay. And that action will pull you, that positive action will create momentum and then get you moving in the right direction, you know, emotionally. So,
100%.
You know, so sometimes guys, if you're overwhelmed right now, you know, make a list. Okay. Just start with a list. That's positive action. Just write down everything on the paper that's driving you fucking nuts, right? That's stressing you out. And then my advice is go, okay, what are the crucial money tasks today? Right. And that could be sending an invoice. It could be, you know, making a sales call, whatever it is. You got, it could be closing out a job so that you can get paid, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But if Dan, if I'm skipping down to the bottom of this thing that I posted, I talked about if you can't keep up with everything, right? And, mm-hmm. and if you can't, then hire an assistant or train your people to upsell or delegate shit and get the hell out of the way. Lose your ego. You're not that important or talented. And I think that's where a lot of us get ourselves in this overwhelmed state where we feel like we're totally out of control because we're just not getting out of the way and hiring somebody, or we're hiring somebody when, and we're not going about it right. And then you hire the wrong person and you go, fuck that, that doesn't work. I'm never hiring anybody again. All right. What are some of the things that you have done to minimize and head off some of your overwhelm in the past?
You know, primarily I've offloaded most of the operations tasks onto my foreman. So material acquisition and planning, scheduling, even to this point, I talk at the end of every week. I'm like, how do you want to lay the week out coming up based on how things are getting produced? And that's just taking a lot of static out of my day. I can just focus on the bigger things. But you know, part of the keeping up with everything also is just being efficient. And I'm not the master of that, but we talk about, you know, the 5-4-3-2-1 decision thing. It's like I get an email or a text or a voicemail and I just respond to it right away because it'll just go right out my ear and I forget about it. Otherwise, if I wait to the end of the day or until the weekend or something like that, I've got this stack of shit that I can never get through. And so just pick away at things as they come is another, it's something I do just to help myself on the task that are my responsibility, just not let it snowball on me.
Yeah. And I'd say another thing I think you do pretty well is you get your Dan time. Yep. And I think that, you know, I can tell when you haven't had your Dan time and then when you have had your Dan time. Tell people about your Dan time.
Yeah, the Dan time is, I mean, other than my family, but it's riding my bike or shooting guns, basically, and things that let me get my aggression out. And yeah, it's the weather, and I was sick for a couple of weeks, and it was not happening for me. And I was getting just angsty and spicy, according to my wife. And so, yeah, I went out and actually broke my bike yesterday. So I think I did a pretty good job of exerting things. So I have to get some parts to get myself back on the trail, but it's huge. And I think when people get overwhelmed, and I can speak for myself, the first thing I delete is my own personal calendar, the things that make me happy. I'm like at the table instead of hanging out with my wife at the end of the day, sitting on the computer or something else. And right now when the days seem eternal, it's like you lose track of time. And that just, one, it keeps you focused on your problems or the things that are stressing you out. And it doesn't give you that pressure release valve that we all need. So I find I'm, like you said, way more efficient when I'm actually working less and spending more time doing the things that energize me.
Hey, fighters, today's sponsor is Contractor Growth Network. You've heard me talk about them quite a bit, and for good reason. They get results. They help you turn your online presence, your website, and all that stuff into an absolute sales machine. It does you no good to get a bunch of unqualified leads, people that are never, ever going to be your client. So I have an example here, just quick story, you know, a contractor named Anthony, he had $7,000 in his business bank account, and he knew he needed to make a change with his marketing and really send the right message, attract the right people. And so he hired Contractor Growth Network. And when he took what they did, Logan and his team did, and combined that with the foundations he's been building from our 100K program, just a few months later, he's got $190,000 in his business bank account, guys. So listen, we're not playing games here. You have to get oxygen, and that starts with getting the right leads. And so if you're in a position right now where you're sick of the tire kickers, head over to thecontractorfight.com/CGN and have a conversation with Logan and his team. Yeah, that's huge. You saying that normally it's our own get oxygen time that goes first, right? We take it out of our own hide, or we take it out of our family's hide instead of just blowing off some work. And yes, guys, I did say that. Sometimes it's okay to blow off work. Like I said earlier, nothing we do is going to nuke your world, all right, if you don't fucking do something. And like I said, just you can apologize. This is a choice, okay? You can just say, hey, I got a personal matter I have to take care of. I apologize. And you know what? Make it right. It is what it is. But as long as you're communicating with people and this and that, they're going to respect that. So don't overthink it. I think, Dan, the other big thing you said was the 5-4-3-2-1. That's from Mel Robbins, author and speaker, that if you wait longer than 5 seconds to do something, your brain talks you out of it because it's trying to protect you from being uncomfortable. So you got that customer that's pissed at you and they text you and you blow off calling them back. That issue only gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it grows because you've let it get out of hand instead of just you see it, you hit call and you go, hey, Dan, what's up? Looks like we need to talk. That whole 5-4-3-2-1, I've really learned mostly from Steve Shinholzer, one of my partners in the CSA. Obviously, I know you know him. And I remember one of the first meetings we had this web guy that we were working with many, many years ago before Logan was the guy and did his thing. It was probably 10 years ago now almost. And we talked about all these things that we were going to do, and we're going to have a follow-up meeting. And the web guy goes, all right, I'll email you guys a link to schedule a call for the follow-up, right? Mm-hmm. And Steve, it was so funny. This might seem like a little thing. It was, no. He goes, let's schedule it right now. We're all here. Let's schedule it now. I don't need another to-do. And that is just one tiny example of how just do shit now. Like there was something I had to do over the weekend for work. And I forget what it was. I think I had to send something to someone for the event we have going on. And I thought about it and I was like, fuck, I forgot to do that. And I initially grabbed my phone to do a voice memo to remind me to do it on Monday. And I said, no, you got enough to do on Monday. Do it now. It literally took me like 45 seconds to do the thing I had to do.
Yeah.
And so I just think so many times we get to that point of overwhelm. Because we don't have clarity over what's really crucial. And like I said before, we put everything on equal footing, which isn't the case. Or we put everything on a damn list that would have taken us 5 seconds to do. So it's having that attack mindset, play to win. You know, I'm going to knock shit off my list right now. You know, I like to start with the worst one and get that done right away. you know, if you got that uncomfortable phone call to make or a tough talk with an employee or whatever it is, guys, get that done earlier rather than later, because it's just going to get bigger on you. But this overwhelm thing, I want to go back to this before we wrap up, Dan. Dan, this is 100% a choice. I'm not minimizing that shit pops up. I'm not minimizing that this is very real for all of us, you know, and those that are listening to this, right? Sometimes you just, you feel like you're fucking drowning. I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's until you come clean with the fact that this is a choice, okay, you're going to continue to be a victim, and victims never win big. Okay. You're always going to be finding a reason why you can't win big. And I mean, Dan, you opened the call sharing about all the bullshit that you're dealing with right now because of the weather and some GC stuff. And this, and that'd be very easy to get overwhelmed, right? And just go, you know, we start going down that spiral. So I'm curious, any of your closing thoughts on this whole, everything being a choice?
Yeah, it's something I was told years ago by an old boss was that you can't control, don't get upset about things you can't control. And because it's like, there's nothing you can do about them. Like, I can't control the fucking weather. It's raining 3 inches an hour right now. And that's the case. So you really just kind of like, when you have choices taken away from you or roadblocks, it's like, well, what can I get done that moves the needle and solves problems? And, you know, it's again, you get a rainy day in the past, I'd be like, hey, it's a day off. You're like, no, this is a day that I'm currently making apologies and pushing schedules back or whatever we need to do. But it's just always, like you said before too, it's like, just don't wallow in your misery. You know, control what you can control, move the needle in whatever way you can. And that will take the pressure off you. And it's like, action gets results, and doesn't have to be a huge result, but any little progress builds up momentum and kind of takes away that. Yeah, I get frustrated when I feel like I'm out of control of my life. And so any little thing I can do just to maintain like some sort of grip goes a huge way in my mental state.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the only two things I believe we have control over is our attitudes and our actions, right? Yep. I mean, that's pretty much it. Not the weather, not how somebody responds to something or whatever it is. One other thing I guess I want to address before we get out of here. This whole, if you find yourself saying, I have to do this, I have to do that, then you're getting everything wrong. You don't have to do anything. Mm. And that's a big, big shift. It was a big shift. I don't have to go to that sales call. I don't have to send a crew to Mrs. Jones's house. I don't have to, you fill in the blank, you guys. All right. But you get to choose to work and who you work for and, you know, who you, you know, when you work out, if you work out, if you're going to go on a date, if you're going to be home on time for dinner or whatever it might be. And so for me, Dan, that's also helped me, is when I'm overwhelmed and I start hearing myself go, man, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. That's an indicator for me that I'm becoming a victim again, and right, I'm giving my power away. And so that's where I hit the reset. I go, no, hold on. I get to figure out how to solve these problems. I get to figure out when I'm going to work out today. I get to figure out how this is going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes that requires having a talk with the queen or coworkers or whatever it is, going, hey, I've got this to do and I have this to do, and I really want to honor this and I don't want you to feel this. And sometimes you just have to have that conversation, right? And not just make assumptions, sweep it under the rug, and then add to the overwhelm. So guys, if you're finding yourself saying I have to, then that's probably an indicator that you're not taking control of the things that you don't believe it's really a choice, I guess is what I'm saying.
Sure. Yep.
So Dan, before we get out of here, what's going on in September?
We have got the Mile High Profit Summit on the 22nd through the 24th, correct?
You got it. See, I totally put you on the spot and you nailed it, man. There you go.
Yeah, good with dates. And I'm excited that we've got a great lineup of speakers, and the whole profitable life, you know, profit beyond just the money sense, is really core to me, because that's something that working with you over all these years has really taught me. And it, putting the whole package together, it makes a huge difference in just what our day-to-day experience on this planet is. So I've been to a lot of events, like I've said, and I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, I am too for the, I mean, the business is business stuff and I get that. And, you know, you get the money right and the leadership stuff right. That's all good. And it makes for a better business, but you, like, I don't believe there's a work-life balance. I believe you're all in on one or the other at a given time. And I believe they're intertwined. And so that's why we've made the focus of this event, just having a profitable life and, you know, relationships, your health, your money, all those things. So we want to encourage you guys, just hit the link in the show notes here or go to thecontractorfight.com and you'll see the big thing for Mile High Profit Summit. But get your tickets. Early bird pricing ends at the end of July. So don't pay more money than you need to. And then also, if you want to bring a spouse or your business, a spouse, like you have more than one, if you want to bring your spouse or a business partner, that's what I should have said, their tickets are half price because we believe it's really important that they're in the room with you as you guys are planning your future and figuring out how to do all this shit. So,
yeah. I can hear people now saying I'm too busy to be coming in September. I'm overwhelmed. We have too much going on, and we both know that's nonsense. It's 4 days. This is life changing stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I for years told myself, oh, I can't get away this one. I can't take a vacation in the summer. I can't do this. And it's like, you can do things that are important to you and they're going to move the needle. And this is absolutely one of those events.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that. Cause again, this is a choice, right? Like this is a choice and you put it on the calendar and then this, any choice you make, guys, that you put shit on the calendar and you time block, you have to communicate with your team and the people in your life. Like, hey, this is what's happening. I'm not available. This is what's going on. You have to do some prep work to prepare to be out of town or whatever it is. But that's what winners do. If you want to get to that next level of leadership, you have to be able to get away. And I'm not even just talking about the event here. Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. You need to come. All right. But I'm just talking in general. Like, if you can't make a move without your business falling apart, then you really got some work to do about developing leaders and stuff. So, which actually that's the part I'm most excited to talk about at the Profit Summit, man, is developing their people and leaders and shit like that. But anyway,
yep, for sure.
Well, dude, appreciate you hanging out here today. And
good time.
Those of you that have listened, please give us a review on iTunes, share this with another contractor that you know would benefit from it, and head to thecontractorfight.com. Check out our info about the Mile High Profit Summit. And Dan, appreciate your thoughts and advice today on being overwhelmed, man. So,
my pleasure.
All right. You guys rock. We got to roll. Travis, rock us out. And we'll see you guys next time.